either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkuru li wa la takfurun. Sadaqallahul azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the month of Zilhijjah. And the virtues of Zilhijjah, also some of the masail rulings of Qurbani, was explained today in our Jumu'ah session. Inshallah, tonight I want to keep everything very, very short, very brief. There might be some of you that are also fasting. So inshallah, I'm going to be mindful of all that. What is very, very important, my respected brothers, is to create inside us this quality of istiqamat. This quality of istiqamat. Istiqamat is a great ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an individual. Istiqamat means consistency. Consistency. To create a habit inside you that is always pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some habits are evil that will take you towards Jahannam. And some habits, a'mal, are such that will take you towards Jannah. And so with consistency, for a person to make sure that he is doing everything that is there to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to give you an example, if a person has got the habit of reading Yasin Sharif in the morning, now it is not farz, it is not wajib as such, but of course there is barakat and blessing. In the hadith it comes that when a person reads Yasin Sharif in the morning, قُضِيَ حَاجَاتُهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete and fulfill all his works. Really, bring that to your experience. That whatever is difficult for you, read Surah Yasin in the morning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that difficult task easy for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the power of everything. And there is great power in Surah Yasin. It is considered to be the qalb of the Qur'an. Hadith in Tirmizi. Qalbul Qur'an. The heart of Qur'an Sharif. And so for an example, if a man has a habit that he is going to read Yasin every day, it should not be that 2 days he is reading, 3 days he is missing out. One day he is reading, 3 days he is missing out. That is not the quality of a believer. And so what we need to create inside us is this punctuality, to be regular, to be consistent. And this consistency is karamat. What is it? Karamat. Karamat that Allah gives to awliyaullah. In English, you will call it what, some form of a miracle. So this is something very, very important. Very important. One sheikh came to Ghaliban, it was Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, to stay in his khidmat and to benefit from him. So after a few days, 40 days, he said, Hazrat, I want to take leave now. So he says, why? He says, well, you know, I haven't seen anything extraordinary in you. I haven't seen anything extraordinary in you. You know, he expected Hazrat Sheikh to fly somewhere. And, you know, if somebody's got cancer and he comes and says, poo, and he's cured. You know, these are the things that people want to see nowadays. It's all from Shaitan. And so Hazrat said, why? He goes, no, well, Hazrat, people talk about you, the great Junaid Baghdadi, you know, the great Junaid Baghdadi, Waliullah, Waliye Kamil, so and so. I've stayed with you for 40 days. I haven't seen anything, you know, something that's really shocking, something that's going to make me think. It's just a normal individual. That's what you are. So Hazrat said to him, but have you seen anything in me that I have left out one sunnah of Huzur alayhi salam, that I have missed out from a sunnah? So he said, no, that I have to say you are very punctual when it comes to the sunnah. So he said, this is the greatest karamat. This is the greatest quality in a human being, that he wants to follow his Nabi. He wants to follow his Nabi. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was not a man, you know, who would do this and this would happen and do that, this would happen. But they were the best of the best people. They were the best of the best people. Hazrat Umar was the best of the... If Allah wants to show something through individuals, that possibility is there. However, the greatest ni'mah that Allah can give a person is consistency. Consistency. MashaAllah. I see some of the youth that are here, consistently they are in the front saf all the time, mashallah. That's istiqamat, mashallah. To be coming to the masjid or whatever, whatever. Or you give sadaqah every day, whatever you're giving, consistency. Or you are doing something, nobody knows about it, but it's, there's consistency. This is something very important. Allah give us the tawfiq. Now, consistency actually comes when a person follows the sunnah. This is an easy route towards consistency. What we call in Arabic, mudawamat, hameshgi, that he is regular all the time in his amal. You know, that is why the people who are in the works of Jamaat Tabligh, they always say, by 40 days, 40 days, 4 months, 4 months, they want a person to be very consistent, you know. Consistency is a great ni'mah. If a person wants to become hafiz of the Quran, and for 3 days he is there learning his sabak every day, and then fourth, fifth day he doesn't wake up and he doesn't pray, that's not consistency. If a person wants to achieve something and he wants to pass his exams, he has to work every day with consistency. With consistency. If a person wants to please Allah, he can't be praying Zohar, Asr, Maghrib and missing out Fajr and Isha. Can't be doing that. Consistency. Consistency actually comes with a person who follows the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the darajat of our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everything he has shown us, it is easy. Everything he has shown us, it is easy. In fact, if there are things that we need to memorize, that is also easy. Everything. In fact, things are so easy that you might start wondering, oh, for doing this, will I get so much reward? For doing this, do I really get this? Is this going to happen? That is how easy Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has opened up Sharia for his followers. But afsos, even despite the fact that things are very, very easy, there is no consistency. I'm not saying that we are not doing amal. What I'm saying, sometimes if we get a chance, we want to do it. But if we don't get a chance, we don't care. We don't value it. We don't value it. You see? Now when a person has got a business, what has he got? A business. Now money is coming. You see how consistent he is in his business. If he needs to go to his factory 4 o'clock in the morning, he will wake up and go 4 o'clock. If he needs to go 8 o'clock in the evening, he will go 8 o'clock. If he needs to open up his shop at 2 o'clock in the morning, he will go 2 o'clock in the morning. If he needs to meet somebody in Europe somewhere, he will catch a flight, he will go there. Why? Dunya. Why? Dunya. Because he's seeing the benefits. There you will see consistency so much in dunya. That no, because I have to do this, even if it is going to change my pattern of living, my daily schedule, it is fine. And even the people around him won't mind. They'll say, nay, bhai, you know, we understand, he needs to work, this, that. And he will go here, he will go there, he will go here, he will go there. Kash, it would be nice if this ummah and the people of Iman would also show that consistency in good deeds, in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, no, what, you know what, I am going to go here, I'm going to go there. There was one man who was telling me that in his young days in Africa, there were a group of youth. Now when you're young, of course, in those days, people, if they wanted to go watch a film, there was a drive-in, and then you had to actually go to a cinema. You had to go to a cinema to watch a movie. So mashallah, he said that, you know, I was listening to this sheikh who did a bayan once in our local masjid. And there he, that's why brothers, you know, sometimes you cannot put a value to a scholar sitting on the pulpit and speaking to you. There is no value to it. That person can change your life entirely. A person who's heading towards Jahannam is diverted and gone straight to Jannah. Subhanallah. Now in those days, he says that, you know, there were people who, the scholar was talking about the importance of Salah, Salah. Now they were the youth, they were youth at that time. And then this group of youth decided that whatever we do, no matter what we do, we may do guna, but we will not miss Salah. We will not miss Salah. So they said something very ajeeb. He said the three of us, on a Friday night, or was it a Saturday night, they would go and watch a movie. They would go and watch a movie. But by Isha time, the movie would be started, and it's actually running, the film is running. And they would sit, and the three of them would actually get out from the cinema, drive, go to the masjid, get to the front saf, pray their namaz, with jamaat, sunnat, witr, whatever, and then go back. And they would say, whatever we have missed, we have missed, we don't care. Whatever we have missed, we don't care. Allahu Akbar. Baz logo ki consistency aisi bhi hoti, you know. But my respected brothers and elders, this consistency is something very good. Very good. If a person takes it on himself, I'm not an angel, but I'm not Fir'aun, I'm not Qarun, I'm not a Zalim, I'm not an enemy of Allah and His Rasul. I'm a sinful man, but there are certain things I will not compromise with. I will be consistent in my namaz. I will be doing tasbihat. I will be doing this. I will be doing this. 4-5 things if he chooses, mashallah, then you will see that slowly it will increase him in taqwa and iman. Slowly everything becomes very, very easy for him. Now, many sessions ago in Jumu'ah, I started one topic and I couldn't finish it. And I thought that perhaps because it is the month of Zilhijjah, and talking on this subject, inshallah, we will continue with our Asma'ul Husna program. But there are certain things that we can do and which are very, very easy that will actually help us if we want to be consistent in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, our scholars have mentioned consistency comes when you start following the Sunnah of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And so I have written here some hadith with sanad And all of these ahadith are sahih. Sahih in such a way that even, you know, if somebody even speaks of muhaddithin, you will find that there is no kalam in these ahadith. Even the likes of Shaykh Albani has said that these are 101% with the sanad, complete sahih riwayat. And so we need to really make amal on these beautiful supplications and dua. Number one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, this hadith is in the sahih of Jami', and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma ala al-ardi ahadun, there is no one who is standing on the face of this earth, yakulu, that he says, and this is just once, yakulu, he says it once, la ilaha illallah, bole bhai, wallahu akbar, wala hawla, wala quwwata illa billah. How many seconds did that take? 6, 7 seconds? What, 7? Umar is saying 10. Chalo, 10 le lete bhai. Chalo, 10 seconds. In 10 seconds, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you a fatwa. Can anyone dispute that? The words of our Nabi. Illa kuffirat anhu khatayahu walau kanat mithla zabadil bahar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of his sins, even if the sins are equivalent to the bubbles in the ocean. The foams, you know, the foams that you see as the waves are crashing, and then you get those round bubbles in each wave, millions and trillions of it. Trillions. In fact, if you put your leg inside, you will see bubbles all around you. Even if the sins are equivalent to that, Allah will forgive. How easy is that? How easy is that? And all we need to do is make amal. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla, wala quwwata illa billah. Badam khao, bhai, badam khao. Eat almonds so that our brain becomes a bit sharp, mashallah. And if you want to actually, you know the things, then record the bayan, there's no problem. You know, you can record and you can know the dua that we are reading. Now, another very, very important dua. And we need to do this with consistency. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, man akala ta'aman. Allah has given a person rizq and rosy to eat. And after food, he reads this dua. Now these supplications that have been selected are quite different. Sometimes you will find that there is only virtue. But these supplications are such that they actually are supplications that have the power to delete your guna. They are going to delete your sins and my sins. Which is very, very important. We collect and carry and pick up so many guna sins we don't even realize. You know, we are talking, but we didn't even realize we are doing ghibat. Allahu Akbar. We started swearing. When we speak, we even lie at times. Something that's wrong, inaccurate. We don't even realize that we are committing sins. Sometimes with your eyes you are seeing something that you should not see. Sometimes with the ears you are listening something which you should not listen. And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have had a good meal, mashallah, khana khaya. After food, then this is the dua that you pray. Please listen to this dua very carefully. And I want every single one of you to memorize it if you have not memorized it. And make sure you are consistent in reading this dua after food, because this will delete all your sins. So if you've had breakfast and it is time for lunch, between that lunch and breakfast, your guna is gone. And then your supper in the evening, all that guna is. We should think very big of Allah Pak. Why should we want to even say Sagira or Kabira guna? In the hadith, what is mentioned is that Allah will forgive your sins. What is it? And we think that Allah will forgive all of our sins because He is Kareem. What is He? He is Kareem. There is nobody like Allah. And this very easy dua, very easy. Alhamdulillahilladhi at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghairi hawlin minni wala quwwah. What is the dua? Alhamdulillahi alladhi, bole bhai, at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghairi hawlin minni wala quwwa. What's this dua? Inshallah, for those who are in a group where you get the messages, sometimes when we send messages, I will try to also send these dua so that you can memorize it. But if you want to also record it, and that is also fine. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghairi hawli minni wala quwwa. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, subhanallah, hassanahu albani, Shaykh Albani has made tahseen of this hadith, and he says, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of his sins. Imagine, here you are eating food, enjoying food, but just by praising Allah, all praises be to Allah that has given me this food and has made it a means of sustenance. وَرَزَقَنِي مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. And Allah gave me this sustenance without any difficulty and without making any effort. This is a ni'mat from Allah, and Allah will forgive all of his sins. So by with that intention, so when you read this dua, sit with the family and mashallah, read this dua and remind each other, by even after a few weeks, we are reading this dua. What is the fazilat of this dua? What is the virtue of this dua? Our Nabi has said this. Our Nabi has said this. Today, if you go in one shop and they say that, you know what, the first one to come in the shop, we are giving out 100 mobile phones free of charge. Puri dunya bhagti hai wahan. Puri dunya wahan. But look at this Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving us. And then another dua, the clothes that we put on. How many times do we put on clothes? Quite a few times, don't we? Ji, mashallah. Maybe you might be going home, and if you need to do istinja, you might take your kurta out. So there again you've taken your kurta out. Maybe you are at home, you want to be comfortable, and you might take your clothes out or whatever, and wear some clothes that are easy for you. In the night, you might want to wear your clothes, you know, you might say, oh, you know, the best way to sleep is by putting on a lungi. And, you know, anything that you want to put on, mashallah, Allah's Nabi is saying, every time you put on your clothes, man labisa thawban, whenever you put on your clothes, same dua, just one word, there's a change there. Alhamdulillahi allazi kasani haza, kasani haza, wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Alhamdulillahi allazi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. And subhanallah, the barakat of this is ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar. Allah will forgive your future sins and your past sins. How merciful is Allah Pak. Your future sins and your... So imagine even the barakat. So when you put on the clothes that are on your body, whilst the clothes are on your body, the clothes are making dua for you. The clothes are making dua for you because you read the dua. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving your sins. And ulama have said something very, very deep, that when you put on clothes and you read the masnoon dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you from guna. Because you've got clothes on, Allah protects you. Even if there's a desire to do something wrong, subhanallah, the clothes that you have put on, mashallah, you've done dumb on it, you've read the dua, that desire will not be as to that level as it would be if you did not read the dua. So mashallah, these are some of the du'as. And then one tasbih 100 times, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. That's very easy. What is it? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Again, Allah's Nabi is saying, it will wipe out all of your sins. Today we don't realize, but tomorrow Allah save us. If there is a baggage of sins on the day of Qiyamah, then we have wasted our life. Then we have wasted our life. And here, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Allah's Nabi is saying that 100 times in a day, 100 times in a day, all your guna will be mu'af. Now, brothers, this one amal is a very easy amal. I'm sure many of you must be doing it here. And if you are not, then Please continue. In the hadith it comes, من سبح الله في دبري كل صلاة ثلاثا وثلاثين وحمد الله ثلاثا وثلاثين وكبر الله ثلاثا وثلاثين. After your first salah, 33 times do subhanallah. How many times?
33.
Now, if you do this, how many times is it? Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. You see these segments that are there. How many are there? 30. So, 3 times 10 is? 30. 33, nahi, 30. Yeah, either I'm getting wrong, Umar Farooq. Yeah. 3 times 10 is? 30. Right? So you say subhanallah, 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 and you've done it all round, that's 30. And then one more thumb, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. How much is that?
33.
So 33 times you say subhanallah, and then you say alhamdulillah, 33 times. Again, 10 fingers and one more finger. So 33 subhanallah, 33 alhamdulillah, 33 Allahu Akbar. 33. Allahu. Now this is riwayat for after salah. So it's 33, 33, 33. Remember in the tasbih when you go to sleep is 33, 33, 34. But here is 33, 33, 33. 33 plus 33 plus 33 is how much? 99. And then Allah's Nabi is saying to waqala tamam al-mi'ah. And then to finish off 99. The last tasbih you read is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Very easy. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again is saying that Allah will forgive all of your sins, even if your sins are equivalent to the bubbles that are there in the ocean. Now if you are doing that 5 times a day, imagine that is 500 tasbihat. Already you have done 500 tasbihat. And already if you do that also when you go to sleep, 600 tasbihat is already done. So brothers, don't miss out from this. Inshallah karenge na? So what is it? Subhanallah? Alhamdulillah? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah? Allahu Akbar. And then again there is this one dua when you go to sleep. When you go to sleep. This dua is also very, very easy. These are all the words of Huzur alayhi salam. Man qala hina ya'wi ila firashihi. Allah's Nabi is saying that I want you to read this dua when you go to sleep. Once. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Understand that. So take that as one section. La ilaha illallah. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Then, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And then, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. بس. Again, Allah's Nabi is saying that all of your guna will be forgiven. Brothers, if we start doing this, there is a great possibility when we die on the day of Qiyamah, we might even be ma'soom, like how that baby is born and he has got no sins. Inshallah, Allah make us completely sinless.
Amen.
Inshallah. But if we make amal on the hadith of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then another dua is when you hear the muazzin. Again, a very beautiful dua. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا غفر له ذنبه. This is in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayh. And then finally, inshallah, one dua is أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. This astaghfar is the most powerful astaghfar. And inshallah, if you are in the habit of doing this, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out all the guna. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. There is also one other dua that I wanted to read, that on the day of Arafah, these are the duas that we should read. But inshallah, on a Wednesday, if Allah wills, in our Urdu session, I will talk about this dua. Allah Pak mujhe aapko har ek ko tawfiq de, inshallah. Just for a few minutes, if you shut your eyes and inshallah do muraqaba. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is also a form of zikr. So mashallah, make your heart very, very clean and pure, inshallah, by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك.